A year ago, we were in West Texas, in Midland, reporting on the boom there in oil drilling. Restaurants were packed. There were shortages of apartments and homes as workers arrived from all over. None of that has changed.
The oil field is booming.
But Midland County Sheriff Gary Painter says along with the good, there now comes some bad.
They use drugs in order to keep on working, to keep making money, and that's part of the deal.
Sheriff Painter is talking about some of the people working on the drilling rigs. They're putting in long hours in all kinds of weather. There's pressure to get the job done. So when a state inspector shows up at the rig to enforce rules for how the well is being drilled, the sheriff says the crews can sometimes be hostile.
They bristle up to them and they stand up to them.
That's one reason the sheriff says he understands why Barry Smitherman, the chairman of the Texas Railroad Commission that regulates drillers, said he's now working to provide training to commission employees so they can get licenses to carry concealed handguns.
I think Barry Smitherman is correct in his assumption that his officers, inspectors, need to be armed. I don't know that it would ever occur that they would need to use a weapon, but there are times that they may have to protect themselves.
Are drilling crews really that hostile to inspectors? A drilling industry group didn't respond to our questions, and Smitherman's office said he wasn't available for an interview. But in an emailed response, Smitherman told us he was concerned that, quote, many of our employees, such as field inspectors, often work alone in remote, desolate areas of the state that can pose dangers. It is my position that commissioned employees have the right to protect themselves, end quote. How many violent assaults have there been on inspectors? Smitherman didn't say. How many employees have signed up so far? Smitherman wrote there's been much interest. We wondered then if other state agencies were promoting guns for their employees.
I can understand that sentiment. That being said, from our membership, it hasn't been a discussion in any of the agencies where we organize.
Seth Hutchinson is with the Texas State Employees Union. It represents over 12,000 state workers.
The last instance that we heard about it was in the 90s from parole officers, in that instance when there was a spate of violence against parole officers doing their work.
Back then, a Dallas County probation officer was murdered, and then in Beaumont, a state parole officer was beaten and raped. The Texas legislature later passed a law that now allows parole officers to carry guns if they want to. But it's not easy. Under the rules, parole officers must first get permission from their boss, pass a psychological exam, complete not the civilian course for a concealed gun license, but a course run by the state agencies that train police officers. Then they must pass a shooting test, and they must requalify every year. Of the 1,500 state parole officers eligible to get gun certification, less than 20% actually do, according to figures provided to us by the state. Seth Hutchinson with the Employees Union said he has not seen an outpouring of demand for guns, even though assaults have continued to happen.
The instances have been very isolated, and the reaction has not been to start arming state employees.
But when it comes to employees of the Railroad Commission, it turns out there's one other reason they might want a concealed handgun license. The commission's chairman, Barry Smitherman, told us in his email that having a gun license would give employees faster access to the Capitol building, because at the entrance to the state capitol, having a concealed handgun license permits you to bypass security metal detectors. A great advantage during the busy legislative season, Smitherman said. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.